My dear friends, I want to bring to you two challenging verses from the Word of God today. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What a challenge these verses from Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 bring to our hearts. Here is a man who says, I beseech you, all his heart is behind it. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, because God had mercy on you as a poor, guilty sinner, and sent his Son to Calvary to redeem you and win your salvation, I beseech you, because of the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice. It's your intelligent service. Now, let's ask our hearts that today, have we ever brought our bodies to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, I want you to come within and cleanse and possess my body and live within me by thy Holy Spirit. I want you to think through my mind and look through my eyes and talk through my lips and love through my heart and work through my hands and walk through my feet. I want to be able to say, Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Have you ever brought your body and yielded it to Christ? Many, many years ago, away in the city of London in England, in a big old-fashioned house, there lived a family called the Booth family, William and Catherine Booth. Now, some of you will remember at once that they were the founders of the Salvation Army, blessed of God all over the world. Now, Mrs. Booth one day watched her children playing a game. It was a remarkable game called Noah's Ark. In those old-fashioned days, the children had simple toys, and this was a big square ark loaded with animals, and they used to play these Bible games and get great amusement out of them. Mrs. Booth watched her children playing on the carpet. They had all the animals lined up two by two, and they safely got them into the ark, and when they had loaded the ark, they said, "The next thing in the Bible game is a flood. Let's go to the bathroom and have a flood." Now, don't you think of a nice modern bathroom. You think of a big square concrete tank. And in those days, the whole family used to go through a hot bath on a Saturday. A wonderful place for a splashing time of flood. Soon they had the shower on, and all the taps were bursting with water. The fountains of the deep were broken up, the windows of heaven were loosed, and the old flood was just rocking on the waters. After they'd had a good splashing time, they said, "Now let's stop the flood, pull out the plugs," and slowly the ark subsided on Mount Ararat, the bath mat. Getting some old towels, they dried the ark and lifted it out onto the carpet floor, and then they opened the door and got all the animals out. Then they decided that the next thing in the game was, Noah made an altar and offered an animal as a sacrifice on the altar. They said, "Let's do it, let's do it." And so they got a big tin tray. They built a nice little altar from the top of a soap dish with round holes in it propped up. They put the sticks and the paper underneath. And then they were all ready for the offering, and they looked at those animals. They looked at Jumbo the elephant. He was too good. They looked at Jacko the monkey. They couldn't spare him. They went right down those animals one by one, and they came to the end of the animals and couldn't decide which one to put on the altar to offer as a burnt offering. Mrs. Booth was watching her children play. She watched with tremendous interest as they came to the end of those animals and couldn't decide which one to put on the altar. All of a sudden, her eldest boy shouted out, "I say, I know!" And dashing up the stairs, he raked in an old junk cupboard and pulled out a sheep's body. It was one of those old woolly sheep that children play with, made of fluffy wool. It had lost its head. It had lost its tail. It had lost three of its legs. There was only one lonely leg sticking out of the old woolly body. And bringing it down, he said, "Would this do?" And they said, "Oh yes, that'll do fine." And they put it on the altar and they lit the match and they offered a... what? Sacrifice? Don't you dare to use that word. They offered a... any little useless thing that didn't cost a penny. No, that wasn't sacrifice. And Mrs. Booth wrote these words that night in her diary. She wrote the words, "As I watched my children play, I learnt one of the deepest lessons in my Christian life. I learnt the meaning of David's words when he said, 'Shall I offer unto the Lord a sacrifice that cost me nothing?'" Those words are found in 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 23, and how they should challenge our hearts today. Have we ever presented our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service? It'll cost something. It'll mean that your mind and your eyes and your lips and your muscle and your hands and your feet and all that's wrapped up in that body will belong to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will be magnified in your body, in life or in death. You say, "I've never done this." Well, why not do it today? As you listen to my voice bringing to you the Word of God, why not creep away from your radio set to your bedside and kneel down and look into the face of one who died for you and say, "Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross. I realize that I am redeemed not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. And I want you to possess your possessions. I want you by your Holy Spirit to fill me, that Christ may be magnified in me, that I might be utterly at thy disposal, day by day, useful in thy great service. And if you do this, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." God bless you.